turret.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username is lrn.fm. Send a contact request, and we will approve it. It'll be easy for you to connect with us from that point forward. The us tonight includes me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And we're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. But coming up, Daryl is going to tell us about a really shocking situation in Hawaii involving the police wanting to have sex, and apparently able to have sex with prostitutes.
They're fighting for the, you know, they're fighting to keep the right to, you know, do that deep undercover investigative work.
Let's go to the phones first, though. We've got Temper on the line on Skype. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I wanted to call in and complain about Obamacare. Okay. I've been unemployed for about 2 years, and some of you know I've been trying to start a business. And I was one of those responsible people they talk about on the news and stuff that they want. They want young people to have health insurance, and as I got health insurance immediately after I was fired. And originally my rate was about $190 a month. And then last year it went up to $274.
Whoa.
And then I just got a thing in the mail today that says that it's now $374.46.
Oh, my God.
Plus a $4 fee. And that's with a $2,500 deductible. So they pay out nothing until I pay $2,500.
Right. That's ridiculous. And you are a fairly young man. I mean, you're not – we met at the Austin Bitcoin conference. I would say you're no older than 30.
I'm actually 31.
31, so, okay.
And the only medical history I have was that psychic issue I had about a year ago.
Well, they can't charge you more for pre-existing conditions now. So what they're doing is they're increasing everybody's premiums so that it's, you know, pretty level across the board because, well, it would be unfair to charge an older person with a bunch of medical issues more for their insurance than one of these young people.
So when was the last time you actually used this insurance that you've been paying for?
The only time I've ever used insurance is I don't know if you remember, but back in last year I called in and the state kind of took custody of me and said I had mental issues and kind of locked me in a facility for a while. That was and I disagree with all that stuff. But that was the only time I've ever used health insurance, and I've had it my entire life.
Now, after that incident happened, were your rates increased?
No.
So the rate increases are definitely due to the Obamacare thing.
Yeah, basically the way, you know, I called them as soon as I got this letter, and they have to be real careful about what they say. And they said basically that the way they determine rate increases is they take, you know, the amount that they pay out in a year and they divide it by how many people they have. And so the costs have gone up. Now, I know for a fact that hospitals and doctors are not charging 40% more for their services. So, I mean, where else could that 40% be coming from?
Man, that's
because
rough.
The whole, we can't charge more for pre-existing conditions. We can't deny you for pre-existing conditions. And they are trying to keep the rates somewhat equal from the youngest people to the oldest. You know, obviously, the older you are, it's going to be slightly higher, but it can't be drastically higher.
What does somebody do in a circumstance like this? I mean,
your policy, you can keep it
and pay five
even
times
though
as
it
much.
Can afford it.
What was the price difference that you said, Temper?
Just this year, it's like $103 a month.
Well, wait, no, it's gone up. You say that much because it was like
yes.
You said it was like 190, and then it went to 270, and now it's over 300, right?
Yeah, it's 378.46.
So you've just about had a doubling in your health insurance costs.
Well, remember, originally Barack Obama said that the increase, there might be some increases, but the increases will not be more than your cell phone bill or possibly your cable.
Wow.
Now, get this, though. I went to that healthcare.gov website, and I do not recommend anybody fill that thing out, but they have a new option where you can look at the plans without, you know, giving over your information. And I filled out that I make zero income, which is true, and that I'm not pregnant and I'm not a parent. And they said that I don't qualify for any of the Obamacare. I don't remember exactly what they call it, but they basically...
The marketplace.
Well, they help you pay for your monthly premium, but I don't qualify for any of it because I don't have kids and I'm not pregnant.
Well, Temper, you need to get pregnant.
I'm big enough where I could maybe pull it off.
What is somebody supposed to do in this circumstance where you want to have health insurance, but you're only willing to pay a reasonable amount of money? You just... SOL, right? I mean, are there any other options out there besides just being a cash payer? Essentially?
No, and in fact, I've had insurance my entire life. I mean, not a day without insurance my entire life. And I'm actually going to cancel my insurance now and pay the $93 plus 1% penalty now.
I did hear somebody mention something about you could do a cash payment if you found a doctor that was willing to accept the cash payment, but doctors that accept cash payments cannot accept insurance.
Really?
So basically, there's going to be this whole other subset of doctors that will only work in cash.
Good. I had heard that there were more doctors that were deciding to just jettison the whole insurance system and go cash doctor. I heard there are more of those now after the Obamacare, but finding them, I guess, will be
right.
A challenge. Word of mouth, I'm sure, would be a way to do it, but I wonder if there's...
You can't go to a hospital.
Yeah.
It's even worse than that. Like, my cousin just got cancer, and she's not a very responsible person. She didn't have coverage or savings or anything. She wasn't prepared for it at all. Mm. And because she didn't have coverage and she wasn't responsible, they paid for all of it.
Temper, thanks for sharing your story tonight. Good luck, and appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Brother John is calling from Northern Michigan, listening to WNMT. Hey, John.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you guys with the Freedom people up there just get together and bunch in together and pitch in so much a month towards your own thing, have your own club or something for insurance instead of...
Yeah, I don't know anything about group buys. I mean, I guess what you're saying is if you buy in bulk, you'd get a discount?
No, just have your own thing like the Amish do.
Like a mutual aid group.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, there actually is a group called Free Aid, FR33AID. That may be something that they'll come out with in the future. I think that's a fine idea. Mutual aid is an old idea, but it's a good one.
Yeah, that's how the insurance company started, and then they took everybody in. They had the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Mennonites. Every group had their own deal.
Love it. Brother John, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's just I like your show, If I had time, I'd come out there and visit guys, you know.
Right on. Well, thanks for the call tonight. If you get time, there'll be the Porcupine Freedom Festival in June, late June. Go to porkfest.com, porcfest.com. It's a great time to visit New Hampshire and check things out here. But I love that idea. I mean, let's have voluntary solutions to government-created problems. And now, of course, secession would be a nice solution as well, or some level of nullification of the Obamacare. And I imagine there are some people who are working on the latter of those two in New Hampshire.
To some extent.
Yeah. 855-450-FREEZE, the Pro XPN toll-free line. 855-450-3733. Police in Hawaii apparently want to be able to continue. I didn't know they were able to do this until today. Have sex with prostitutes. More coming up.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to use that if you've got it. If you don't have it, it might be worth installing. If you're somebody who calls this show or has called or would like to call in the future, Skype is worth, I think, taking a little bit of time to make yourself sound better on the air. If you sound better, we're more likely to keep you on, to talk to you for longer, because some people's phone connections are just absolutely atrocious. So anyway, you can connect with us, Skype username lrn.fm. There's a lot to talk about tonight, including this just shocking story, absolutely shocking story out of Hawaii. Daryl, we're going to get into that here in a moment. Blockchain.info, though, I want to make sure you know about the blockchain wallet. You can go to blockchain.info and get a free Bitcoin wallet right now. You've been thinking about Bitcoin. Stop thinking. Take the first step. Get the Bitcoin wallet. You have to have the Bitcoin wallet in order to buy Bitcoin. So this is step one. It's easy. It's free. Go to blockchain.info. And it's secure, by the way. They've got the two-step authentication.
Two-factor.
Two-factor where, you know, you connect to the website, you put in your username and password, and then they actually send you a text message with the details about the code that you need to get into the site. So that's extra security, meaning somebody can't just crack into your email and get access to the blockchain site. So it's very, very secure. In fact, it's so secure, it's encrypted in your browser, meaning that blockchain doesn't have access to your Bitcoins, nor does anybody else, the NSA, the FBI, any other snoops. So it's very, very secure, and it's free to get your Bitcoin wallet today over at blockchain.info. I've got one on my phone. I've got the Android app. I'm sorry to anybody who's got an iPhone. There's no app for you anymore. Apple hates Bitcoin and has taken down every Bitcoin app from their store, but you can still use the browser. If you're using a Windows phone or BlackBerry or an Apple device, you can still use just the regular web browser and visit blockchain.info and have full functionality in that way. They do have an HTML5 wallet, which makes things pretty easy, but the Android app is great and very handy. So blockchain.info, go check that out. Coming up still, we'll give you an update on what's happening in Washington State after the implementation of the marijuana legalization law. What are police spending their time on now? Because, well, they're not spending it on busting pot users. We can get into that. But speaking of busting people for doing victimless crimes, of course, in my opinion, you are not committing a crime unless there is actually a victim. Nonetheless, prostitution is one of those things. I think we need to have legalized drugs and prostitution and gambling. I mean, these are kind of three traditional vices that have no victim. You can argue that the person who's engaging in that particular vice is victimizing themselves. But if that's the case, then they should be the ones who are paying to hire thuggish men to threaten them. Like, if that's something that they think is valuable, that they need someone to tell them how to live at the threat of a gun, they should be able to hire someone to do that. I mean, we had Miss Ann on, or lady formerly known as Miss Ann, Melissa Hubbard. She's a former dominatrix. There are certainly people who want to hire other people to tell them what to do. So yeah, they should be free to do that. But for the rest of us who just want to enjoy our lives in whatever way we feel is best, so long as we aren't harming anyone else, we should be left alone. There's shocking news out of Hawaii about prostitution. Now, the police and how they handle the prostitution so-called problem. Well, we know that traditionally the police will do sting operations where they will get, maybe a female police officer. They'll dress her up as though she's a prostitute. They'll put her on the streets. She will act as though she's a prostitute, entice Johns into making a deal with her, and typically after the deal has been made, like, I'll do this for this amount of money, then the arrest happens. Or the reverse could happen as well, where the officer is a John and is approaching prostitutes and attempting to make a deal with them, etc. But apparently in Hawaii, the officers, and maybe there's other states where this is happening, I don't know, but apparently the officers are legally allowed to have sex with the prostitutes,
yes,
prior to arresting them.
Yes.
And
tell
it doesn't
more say how many times they're allowed to do it either.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, theoretically, hey, boss, I need $1,000 to go investigate this weekend, and you're just picking up like five or six of them and keeping them all weekend. Don't really know. But I've got an article here actually from the ABC affiliate in Honolulu.
You know how in some drug cases they'll make more than one drug buy?
Yes.
With our friend Rich Paul who went to jail.
All right, just to make sure that, you know, the first one wasn't like a fluke buy or a fluke deal.
Just to build up the charges, just to build up the case against the person to bring four charges instead of just one charge or something like that. And you know, bring more pressure against the person to make them more likely to take a plea deal. Look, boss, I've got to really build up my case here. I'm going to need to have at least 10 encounters with this young lady. This is crazy. I mean, if the idea behind stopping prostitution is to stop men from being able to pay for sex with women, aren't they essentially violating the kind of the intention behind the law?
Oh, stop using logic, Ian. This is government we're talking about.
So what is happening in Hawaii right now?
So the article begins, Hawaii law currently allows undercover police officers to have sex with prostitutes as part of an investigation. Mm. That provision of the law is coming under fire. Catherine Jen, executive director of the Pacific Alliance to Stop Slavery, says the law of the land right now, without that specific exclusion, allows police to use sexual penetration. The exclusion she's referring to was removed from the bill that would have stopped undercover officers from legally being able to have sex with prostitutes during their investigation. Getting that reinstated in the bill is what supporters hoped to do today. And I took a look. The bill has been deferred until next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So
they were going to strip the ability for the police to have sex with prostitutes.
The bill that they had a hearing on today, mm-hmm. as written, removes that authority.
I see.
But the police and supporters of the police are trying to get that authority reinserted into the bill. The Honolulu Police Department...
We can't stop prostitutes unless we can have sex with them.
The police say that not being able to have sexual penetration with a suspected prostitute would limit the type of violations that its officers could enforce. The department issued a written statement that says the original House Bill 1926 would have nullified the existing exemption preventing officers from enforcing prostitution laws.
How the hell would that prevent anything?
Oh, it continues.
Okay.
With a quote from the Major Jerry Inouye, who is the Honolulu Police Department's Narcotics and Vice Unit, who says, as it is, we are already subject to cop checking, where prostitution suspects do certain acts or attempt to do certain acts to determine whether the person is an undercover officer.
Mm-hmm.
Jan doesn't believe HPD's claim and says none of the former prostitutes that she has helped has ever cop checked, saying, we've had one survivor who was a victim of misconduct, and she was in prostitution for 7 years, and not once did she ever cop check.
Well, that's surprising to me, because I would think you'd want a cop check if you were a prostitute. But we'll come back with more of the story here in moments. Want to get your thoughts at 855-453. Are you someone who supports the police? Would love to hear you support them on this one. Should the police be able to have sex with a prostitute before they make the bust? More on the way. Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here. Especially if you're a defender of the police, if you're somebody who thinks that the police are just, they can do no wrong, I would love to hear from you as to why you think the police in Hawaii should be able to have sex with a prostitute prior to making an arrest. That's what they're arguing for in Hawaii right now. Apparently, it's legal and has been legal in Hawaii for police to have sex with prostitutes in the course of an investigation. But there's been a proposal, a legislative proposal, to remove that. And
yes.
Now the police are coming out in force to, as they always do whenever there's a proposal to remove some powers of them, to oppose that. And, Daryl, you're going to tell us more about it here in a moment. In fact, you said to me right before we came back on the air that you think they should be allowed.
I'm coming around.
All right. Okay.
And I'll explain why.
I will definitely want to hear your explanation here in a moment. But in the meantime, I want to invite you to cashintocoins.com to learn how you can easily acquire bitcoins with cash. It's safe, it's fast, it's legal, it's inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. We told you earlier about how to get a Bitcoin wallet from blockchain.info. Step two is to acquire the Bitcoins and get them into your wallet. Well, that's what they can help you with at cashintocoins.com. Their rates are great. You can use a money order, check, or wire transfer. And you can also donate some of the fee that they charge to charity. Plus, if you want to avoid a fee entirely, just order less than $40 worth of Bitcoin, and there's no fee. if you do that at cashintocoins.com. That's because they want you to explore the world of Bitcoin. They want you to get into Bitcoin and have no excuse, because Bitcoin's an amazing technology. It's a decentralized currency that is also a financial transaction network that spans the world. There are millions of people using Bitcoin, and you probably should consider getting on board. When you're ready, go to cashintocoins.com when you've got that Bitcoin wallet and you're ready to load it up with some Bitcoins, or a fraction of a Bitcoin, because one Bitcoin's almost $600.
Yeah.
All right, cashintocoins.com. So we're talking about the story out of Hawaii, this law that they may repeal the police. They have the ability currently to have sex with prostitutes. That is on the table for removal. The police are opposing it. What else did you want to share from the story, Daryl, and then tell us why you're coming around to the idea as to why the police should be able to have sex with a prostitute?
So the article says that bill supporters emphasize how other states manage to prosecute prostitution at high rates without letting law enforcement use sexual penetration during their investigation. And Jan, being she's the woman from the Pacific Alliance to Stop Slavery, says, "We feel that the reason why this law is on the books is because of age-old, very archaic beliefs about prostitution being a victimless crime and that there are no victims." And then it concludes by saying that there was a hearing this morning, and I went to the Hawaii government website, and the bill has been deferred to next Friday.
Okay.
So there's going to be another hearing on this next Friday, 10 o'clock in the morning. So the reason that I'm coming around on this, and let me preface by saying that I don't believe that cops should be doing any kind of undercover stings. But if they're allowed to do undercover stings, then the crime should actually be committed before they make an arrest. Because otherwise, you're just arresting someone for conspiracy to commit the offense.
Sure, okay.
So let's just say, Ian, pretend that we're standing on a street corner.
Mm.
And I say, "Hey, Ian, I know that sign says don't walk, but let's go ahead and run across the street real quick." And you say, "Yeah, that's a good idea. There's nothing coming." And then I throw you in handcuffs.
Uh-huh.
I've arrested you for conspiracy to commit jaywalking.
Sure. No,
so
I understand
that. The offense should actually happen before someone is arrested. Otherwise, it's conspiracy to commit the offense, but they don't charge the person with conspiracy to commit prostitution. They charge them with having committed prostitution.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from there on a sort of a legalistic basis, although I'm sure the laws are written to where making the negotiation for the sex for money is what the crime is in the places where that's what you get arrested for. So,
yeah, I'm not sure exactly how the laws are written in Hawaii.
I don't think it has to do with... Well, right. Yeah, we don't know, but it probably doesn't have to do with penetration. Or maybe it does in Hawaii.
Right.
I don't know.
In Canada, the act of prostitution itself is not illegal.
Okay.
But the working out the deal is illegal.
Right.
So, you know, you couldn't actually walk up to somebody and say, "I will give you X in exchange for Y." You couldn't do that. But you could pay money after the act was done. You just couldn't negotiate the deal.
So I wonder how prostitutes in Canada sort of work with that system.
I don't know.
If you know and you'd like to share it with us, join us on the air here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's just disturbing. I mean, this is a strange story, shocking. I'd never known that this was even the case anywhere, that police are legally able in Hawaii right now to have sex with a prostitute before making an arrest.
Yeah.
Presumably they can do it more than once if necessary, and it's just a shockingly hypocritical thing.
I knew that in Great Britain, the police who have infiltrated various protest groups, if you will, have not only been allowed but encouraged to have sex with people in the group to gain their confidence,
right,
to then get information.
Absolutely true. And in fact, remember the story about the young girl who the police hired to, or maybe she was an officer, but anyway, the young officer, female, like 20 or early 20s, was brought to a high school and her job was to get someone to sell her weed. So she made real friendly with kind of one of the geeks at
the high
school.
The soon-to-be valedictorian.
Yeah, and she begged him to buy some weed for her. He didn't want to do it, but because she's a pretty girl and he was lonely, I don't know if she did any sort of favors for him, but she certainly would have been within her legal purview.
The article that I read said that she... She didn't actually do it, but
she promised
favors if he provided her with $25 worth of weed, and she gave him the money. Here's $25. Go get me some of this, and I'll give you some snuggle time.
Have you ever watched any of the like the undercover stings for prostitution on, say, like a show like Cops, for instance?
Yeah.
You ever seen the parts where they'll bust the John? So they've got the kind of the reverse thing where the officer is the purported prostitute, and then they'll bust these Johns and they'll lecture them. They'll give them this lecture about how bad, you know, how you shouldn't be doing this and da 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 da, and this is wrong. Well, what the hell's wrong with it anyway? There's nothing wrong with getting involved as a John or as a prostitute. It is a consensual activity between two individuals who've decided they want to come together for this purpose. How is it fundamentally any different than going into a bar and buying a bunch of drinks for somebody in the hopes that that they'll put out at the end of the night?
See, if prostitutes wanted to, you know, really go around the law, they would just hang out in bars and go tell guys, if you buy me a couple of drinks, then I'll do X, Y, and Z.
They could. That would probably be considered prostitution. If you are negotiating for sexual services, regardless of whether it's for cash or for trade, that's probably
right.
The
but when it happens inside of a bar, it's a lot more acceptable because you're just buying somebody drinks.
And you're probably a lot less likely to encounter an undercover police officer if you're doing it in a bar. That much is certainly true. But ultimately, that's the angle that makes it prostitution, is that there was a negotiation. Rather than just sort of randomly throwing money at somebody and, you know, hoping that something happens, which, by the way, I don't support that either.
So I'm going to, you know, really annoy a lot of the listeners, not intentionally, but what makes that the, you know, buy me drinks and I'll sleep with you, what makes that different from if we go out on four dates, then maybe you'll get some action? What makes dating and prostitution legally different?
The negotiation process. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And maybe some people don't like prostitutes because they short-circuit all of that. They just make the deal, make it short, make it easy and understandable, instead of all of it up in the air and confusing. More coming up.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is. And it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You gotta see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up anything toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. We've got archives that go back for years, all the way back to 2006, all for free. You just click and download. They're there for you at freetalklive.com. And please, share them as much as you want. Do as you please with the Free Talk Live archives. Again, we give our website away for free, unlike those other talk show hosts who charge you for their sites. Go and enjoy on us at freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, whether you want to talk about the police being able to have sex with prostitutes in Hawaii, and who knows where else. Maybe it's just Hawaii, but I'd like to know if they're there, if that's happening in other places. I was pretty shocked by that. Also, the details on what's happening in Washington as the police have actually stopped enforcing marijuana laws, essentially, for the most part. But we'll give you some of the details on that. Also, your calls here with John, starting out in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, John.
Hey, actually, my question is about Bitcoin. And,
sure.
Y'all have commercials and Bitcoin pretty much, but didn't they recently have some kind of situation where Bitcoin was hacked? And how do we support that if that was recently hacked?
Okay, so the answer is no, they didn't have that situation. There was mainstream media misreporting, misinformation being put out there about what was one of the many Bitcoin exchanges. So Bitcoin itself is secure. Bitcoin is cryptographically secure. If Bitcoin could be hacked, it would have been hacked a long time ago, and it basically is untouchable. So Bitcoin itself is a network that is impenetrable. The government can't stop it. The hackers can't stop it. It is very secure, and that's the reason. That's one of the reasons why Bitcoin is worth as much as it is. If the Bitcoin network were subject to being hacked, then it would never have gotten to $600 per Bitcoin, which is what it's floating at. It's like the high fives today, 590 or so. So that is an indicator of multiple things. It's an indicator of its, you know, its stability as a currency. And because it's so stable and so reliable, people accept it. So because business is accepted and people can do business with Bitcoin, that's another reason why the price is so good when it comes to Bitcoin. So to clarify more about what actually did happen, what you heard about, or in this case, the misinformation that you heard, was about MT Gox. Now, MT Gox was kind of the first to marketplace of the Bitcoin exchanges. Since then, many other Bitcoin exchanges have popped up around the world, and they become better and more more popular than MT Gox. But because MT Gox was first, they were kind of the go-to exchange. You know, if somebody wanted to get the price of a Bitcoin, MT Gox was sort of the place where the media would go to get the price of a Bitcoin. It was the most noteworthy of the exchanges, even though it really didn't deserve its noteworthiness over time because they just got sloppy and they got bad with security, and essentially they lost a bunch of bitcoins. There was a situation, well, whether they lost them or not is up for debate. Some suggest that there was a, you know, kind of an inside job robbery of MT Gox.
I've heard other people suggest that Mt. Gox was doing a fractional reserve sort of lending, to where would sell more bitcoins than what they actually had. So the bitcoins that were lost never existed in the first place.
I don't know how you would do that. How can you? I don't think that's possible with Bitcoin. How would they be able to do fractional reserve if they didn't actually
Mt. Gox controlled everybody's wallets.
Oh, I see. So you're saying
they would tell you, Ian, you've got 27 Bitcoin, but then when you would do transactions, then they would pull from somewhere else to put in your wallet.
So that's another theory. So either way, the point being that MT Gox was what was having the issue, not Bitcoin. So again, Bitcoin is very, very strong. There was a drop of maybe $100, $150 in value the day the MT Gox news came out about them basically shutting their doors.
Yeah. Although there were some media outlets that were reporting the Mt. Gox price that had gone down to $100, and they were saying Bitcoin went from $1,200 in late last year down to $100 now. But they were reporting a price from an exchange
that was dead,
that did not allow anybody to either sell their Bitcoin and get cash out or to move their Bitcoin out of the wallet.
Right. So to people who don't understand what Bitcoin is, or to people who want to misinform people about what Bitcoin is, this was an ideal opportunity for them to spread misinformation, because they could say, aha, Bitcoin's been hacked, Bitcoin is failing. When in point of fact, this was the equivalent of like a bank failure. One location failing. That's all that this was, John.
And then not long after Mt. Gox failed, there was somebody that had started up a small Bitcoin exchange in like Southeast Asia or Australia who, due to some personal problems, wound up killing herself.
Mm-hmm.
And news outlets were reporting the CEO of Bitcoin committed suicide.
Bitcoin doesn't have a CEO. It's a distributed, decentralized.
Right, but because she was the CEO of one company, they were reporting the CEO of Bitcoin committed suicide.
So, John, does that explain it for you?
Yes, actually, a very good explanation. So, thank you very much.
Hey, man, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, basically, the short answer is don't trust the mainstream media. They don't know what the hell they're talking about when it comes to Bitcoin. They either purposefully don't know what the hell they're talking about, or they're just lazy and they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
My guess would be the latter.
It could be both. You know, it could be both.
It could be both.
Because there are certain people within the financial reporting business, you know, like the Jim Cramers of the world, these people who have their money in the old school financial, you know, industry and like investments and stocks and bonds and all that stuff. They don't want to see Bitcoin succeed.
Right.
The
people that you're talking about, they're the ones that are pretty much putting out the info. And then the people that, you know, don't want to go do any research.
Right.
They're going to do a Google search for, you know, financial expert Bitcoin, find something from Jim Cramer, and run with that. So that's why I said they're lazy.
Oh, I mean, reporters are absolutely lazy for the most part. I totally agree with you there. Yeah, and they're very likely to just simply re-report some misinformation that they've heard from somewhere. whether it's Jim Cramer or some, you know, bank
Warren
CEO.
Buffett.
I've heard that was it oh, God,
Western Union?
Yeah, Western Union
came
recently.
Out earlier in the week and talked about how horrible Bitcoin something something.
I would love to have seen that one. I heard Derek Jay talking about it on I think it was earlier this week on his show, but peacenewsnow.com. I would love to read those quotes because Western Union is one of the major, I think, weak points as far as Bitcoin can take them out. Bitcoin allows you to transfer money to anyone anywhere in the world for a fraction of a cent
pennies.
In some cases, or pennies. You know, the most you'll have to spend on a Bitcoin transaction is a few pennies to get it from point A to point B. And anyone who's ever sent anything Western Union knows how ridiculous their rates are.
I want to send $47 from here to the other side of the world.
That'll be $77. Thank you. Oh, no, I've sent $50 from New Hampshire to Florida, and it cost me $30 in fees. So I spent $80 to send $50 to the person who was receiving it. It would probably cost even more if I was sending it internationally. I don't know how much it would be to send $50 to somebody over in Zambia or China or wherever.
I used Western Union once, and it cost $50 to send $50.
In the United States?
I don't remember where I was sending it, but it was $50.
It's so insane.
They're like, here's $100, and the person on the other end gets $50.
Right. And not only that, I had to jump through ridiculous hoops as well. I had to call and verify information. I was like, well, did you used to live at this address? Did you used to have this kind of truck? Like, they had to identify who I was.
Are you picking up at the Walgreens on 47th Street or the Walgreens on 82nd Street?
The person who's picking up also has to have a government-issued ID, and there's all kinds of restrictions, and it was just such an arduous, frustrating process, and then to have that frustrating process to have on top of that to pay essentially 100% fee, or what was nearly 100% fee.
Yeah.
It was insane. I could do the same thing. I told the person that I sent that money to, look, next time you need to come to me for some sort of, I don't like giving loans out to anybody, but this is an old friend. The next time you need to come to me, please, let me do this with Bitcoin, because I'm not going to go through this again with you. I'm not going to go through Western Union or MoneyGram or any of these other companies like that. So no wonder the Western Union guy's flipping out. He can't figure out a way to profit from Bitcoin. So that doesn't mean he couldn't. I mean, if there were a company like Western Union that could somehow embrace Bitcoin and thereby bring their costs of doing business down and somehow make money off of it by facilitating it for people.
Oh, they could totally.
Yeah. It's just they're stuck in their old ways. Old businesses do things the old way, and they don't like change. 855-450-FREE, that is the Pro-XPN toll-free line. The latest on marijuana being legal in Washington and what the police are doing now. Coming up, you can take control here on Free Talk Live.
MeowBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. MeowBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, MeowBit. Go to meowbit.com. That's MeowBit.com.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.